Passion seven. There's a perik mufle here. It says, "Kam mitzvah zoyis hashanechi mitzav chayoyim loy nefleisim chavlo yochaykehi." The mitzvah that Hashem calls me mitzav Klai Yisrael is not withholden from Klai Yisrael, but loy yochaykehi, and it's not distant. Loy b'shemayim leima miyalon hashemayim v'kocher lanu v'yashmeinu is v'nasenu. So there's a small parasha here of we're not clear what we're talking about. We're showing him here where the mitzvah is talking about tshuva. It's in the hemshach to what it says before, or it's talking about the Talmud Torah, like it's mashma in the Targumim, or general Shmiras Torah, Balakapanim, Chazal Darshan, that it's going on Torah. That the Torah itself, Talmud Torah, is Leib Shemaim, Leib Mevel Yami. And the Rashi learns it like that also. Rashi says, Ha Torah Nitna Lechem Biksavu Baal Peh, and that's why it's called Korav Elecha Dovamoid. So the, first of all, let's take the Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin darshans over here that Lo b'shamayim means that it's not by Gasi Ruach, and Lo mevel hayam, people that are Seichim. Torah is not to be found not by Gasi Ruach, not by Seichim. Those are the two inyanim. So, first of all, it's very far from the Pshat in the Pasuk. It's one thing when Chazal are ramifying Pshat. Here it's Mashal Lo b'shamayim he. That had it been in Shemayim, that would be good, except it would be difficult to get it, we'd have to go get it. Le'mevel Hayam is mashma, we'd have to go there. Chazal are darshaning it very, very different than the Ruach of the Pasuk. We have to understand that. Also, why those two things? There are tons and tons and tons of Chazal about Dachonis Fakabal Satorah. It says that Memchas Dvarim HaTorah Niknis, the 49 days of the Ima Chanef Torah, there are a lot of things. If a person is not Bikdusha, then Torah can't be Chal over there. Torah needs Dibur Chaverim. There's a lot of things that Talmud Torah needs. And yet, none of them, of them, Chazal found in the Pasuk two Inyanim. So, Baal Kochot, the Pshat is that these two Inyanim are, in some way, encapsulate a certain element of things that Torah is not shayach to. In other words, Gasi Ruach and Seichrim as two inyanim that have the same teichin as regards why you can't be kind of Talmud Torah. There are other inyanim also, but these are inyanim that have a common denominator. It's very hard for us to understand the common denominator between Gasi Ruach and Seichrim. I mean, each one is an aver, each one is a problem in its own right. The Chazal over here darshan two things, and one of them is Ki mitzvah zois halacha adam should be Yisrael sha'emid likras b'tori keitzim mevarech. So Chazal, a lot of times in the Medrash, Chazal bring different inyanim of halacha that are somewhat connected. Halacha, it's not an uncommon format without the Tanchuma, where I'll bring a halacha that somehow branches off. So the halacha that the Medrash brings here is that there's a din of Birchas HaTorah b'lefaneh ma'achreah. Kach shonah chachamim, ha'poseach v'achoysim b'torah mevorech l'faneh l'achreah. U'minayin shetunah brach l'faneh achreah. So one is, you will learn from Baruch Atah Hashem l'adini chukecha, and one you learn from Bezois HaBracha, that it's after the parasha of Talmud Torah. Baal Kol Panim, over here we have a inyan of Talmud Torah being Toyin HaBracha L'Achreo, that's somehow connected with this parasha. It's not something easy to understand. Bechal, the inyan of the Bracha, it's kilu in the parasha of Ki HaMitzvah Zois, is where Chachamim found the bracha lefaneha, bracha l'achreya. So the bracha lefaneha, I can understand because it says ki ha-mitzvah azois. So there's a din of berachas ha-mitzvah. It's a rabbanan, but akoponim, the inyan is there. And since this is called, Talmud Torah is called mitzvah, so it has a din of berachas ha-mitzvah, which it is. The harder one to understand is the bracha l'achreya. The bracha l'achreya, first of all, is only in the tzibur. And where is that merumis in the pasuk that there is a bracha l'achreya? It's merumis someplace else, actually. The Chazal find it because it says a bracha afterwards. But the Chazal shteltsu here that the finding of the bracha l'achreya over here. One more inyan over here in Chazal. It says, Vim taimru, shemelo ra'aschem nasatchem sateira. Maybe I gave you Torah to harm you, to be detrimental to you. I gave it to you. Very, very strange. Maybe I gave you the Torah to for your detriment. I gave it to you for your good. It's very hard to understand what the havamin of Ra and Toiv is over here. I mean, it's a havamin and a maskana. What's the havamin of maskana? What became better first? What became better afterwards? Very, very hard to understand what the havamin of maskana is here. So let's start with a chazal, with a very, very strange chazal. It says chazal say that godel hanenim yigia kapa godel mashenema. Be yikir kapayim from Yerei Shemayim. Here it says Ashrecha, and here it says Ashrecha v'toivloch. More brachas. Very hard to understand havamina maskon over here. What's the tzushtel? One is nene yikir kapayim. It's a way how to make parnasa. One is something that is a mida toiva. It's Yerei Shemayim. I mean, what does one have a shaykhus with the other? It's very, very hard to understand the havmina, the tzushtel, just has no shaykhus. Befrat that, we know that Yerushalayim is supposed to be the highest darga. So let's try to understand a little bit the inyan over here, the core of the parasha. The parasha is addressing a real havamina. The havamina is Torah is something that's Shemayim, and it's not part of the human personality. That's where Torah came. Moshe went to Shemayim and he brought down Torah. Means that Torah is not be'etzem part of the person. The Goyen says the difference between Mufla and Mechusa is anything that I don't have the answer, but it's answerable to me, is called mechuse. That means if I go in, if I have a particularly hard math problem, that I have the tools to solve it. I know how to multiply. Just very, very long column. That's called mechuse. It's not out of the realm of my grasp and ability to deal with, but I just have a hard time doing it. That's called mechusa. Mufla is something which is beyond me. It's a paradox that doesn't seem to be solvable using human logic or the system that I have. That's the difference, like Lashon Pella, which means a nes, something completely outside. Mechusa means it's something covered. Let's take a little bit of a tfisa of a person. A person is teifis himself as a physical person. A person is Gashmi. Chavis Alvavah says that the reason why we have such a hard time is because our default setting is Gashmi. We're born physical. The only thing we care about when we're born is warmth, food, so on. There isn't much else that's meaningful to us. And it's the thing that comes, it's like the default setting of ourselves is the physical self. Along comes a metzias of ruchnias, which is not ourself. The word hara and lehetiv, in a deeper sense, means the following. L'moshel, there's a neder, a shvua ki michal lahara lehetiv. Lahara doesn't mean to harm yourself. For instance, if a person makes a shvua that he'll not eat something, it could be it's very unhealthy, and it's not good for him, and he's actually doing himself a favor. A person makes a shvua not to smoke. So that's called lahara. Lahara means to refrain from. On a deeper understanding, lehetiv means, it was, whatever it says, hatovis haneiris, when you draw the wick, when you continue something, that's called hatava. The word rad, endlessly written in Sfarim, comes from the word to roi aim b'shevet barzel, to crack something, to break something, is called ra. Whenever I cut something short, that's called ra. Whenever I make the process continuous, I call it tov. Famous Ramban always quote that Varakim is called Shosav and Toiv Ma'oid, that's the Kiyum HaBriya. Anything that is continuous is Toiv. Anything that is bad is Ra. Anything that stops something, that breaks it, that stunts it, is called Ra, even after the end it's good. So Shvu'a Lahara is not that he's harming himself, but rather that he is restraining himself, containing himself, diminishing himself. It could be in the long run, it's a very good thing. When somebody comes to me and says to me, you know, wouldn't you like to become this and this? What does it mean? You have to work longer hours, you have to fight really hard, you have to push your way, and so on and so forth. I could say to myself the following. Let's say it's not my temperament, it's not my nature. That's not me. I could say, but listen, it's worth it. I do like the prize at the end of the day, and it takes X amount of work, no pain, no gain, and therefore I'll do it. That's one attitude. That attitude would be called lahara. That it means it requires a stopping who I am. By nature, I'm laid back. By nature, I like taking things easier. I don't like to push. I don't like to put in so much time. It's hard for me. I'm straining myself to study and to work so hard. But I'm going to stunt my own personality and my own self because I really would like to get what's being offered at the end. That's one direction. That's one way in which I can look at something and say, how am I going to reach that? There's a second way. A person feels he has a tremendous talent. A person is very ambitious. So the person keeps pushing and working hard the same amount as the other person. The difference is he feels that that's what's coming out is his personality and it's he's more and more of his self is realizing itself through the process. So we have this two people who are not something, each one trying to become that something. For one person, it's a process of ra, because it means stopping itself, what I am, and taking on a new personality. And it might be a much better personality. It might be something that achieves greater things. But it's still, as far as I'm concerned, it's a process that restricts me, confines me. And the second process is a process that brings me out, that makes me blossom, that makes me it's an extension of myself. Those are two ways in which a person can evaluate a situation of somebody who's not becoming something that he would like to be or we'd like it to be. When a person is put side by side with Torah, it's not him. Because Torah is something which is spiritual. Sai mitzat kiyuma Torah and sai mitzat havan and tfisa. Those are things that are don't easily come to the person. And that's why the person himself is not there. And I am telling him, go there. At first glance, that is lahara. Because I'm telling you, okay, what you are is no good. There's something else. And yes, I have to become something else because in the end of the day, this is better, this is worse. Fine. There's another way of looking. It's lahativ. I can draw out inside myself something that will come out. In the first person, for the first type of person, it's niflace. I don't have a hasaga. For Umas Ha'olam, Torah is a pella. They can admire it, they respect it. It's not something that has any real root innately to them. That's one process. The second process is they're hearing it that it's not mufla, but it's mechuse. And the makom where it's mechuse is inside the person. It just needs a lot of work to get out. But once the person has cracked it, what he sees is himself blossoming and not something that's imposed on him from outside. Those are the two directions. So the Torah says that it's niflis, kiloy niflis in kem. There are two koiches hanefesh that play into this. When a person is looking for something, for instance, a seicher is somebody who is not happy with what he has. A Baal Taiva eats what's in front of him. A person works his farm and he creates the things that he needs. Those are the things that are his metzias. A seicher, by definition, never sits back and thoughtfully consumes that's what he has. A real seicher is always too busy working to enjoy what he has. He'll do it very erratically. He'll want to get a sense that he can use his money. He'll throw a big, big party and spend tons of money just so that nobody can say that he's not using his money. But down deep, a seicher is always looking for what he doesn't have. The thing is always me'evel layam. That's koiches hanefesh of sachers. Sacher starts by the fact that I say I have a lot of potatoes to eat, but I don't have shoes to wear. He has shoes to wear, doesn't have potatoes, and we switch. Then I start looking for the shoes, I start looking for the suit, I start looking for this and for that. It's not in my country, it's in a different country. Mischer, the koyach hanefesh of Sacher's is always that's mimerchak tovi lachma. It's always going to look further and further out. It's the restlessness that I don't have it, But it's there. That is the person. One koyach hanefesh says, if I sit and read this again, I'm going to get more flavor out of it. And the other one says, if I buy another book, I'll get the flavor out of it. I'll find it there. That's koyach hanefesh of the seicher. A Baal Gaiva, it says in the Mishnah says, the Lamarat Tatar Harbe Al Tachsik Toiv La'atzmecha Ki Lekach Noitzarta. The koiches hanefesh of an anav is that be'etzem, this is what I was given. This is me. If I've accomplished learning through Shas Baal Peh, it's because be'etzem, that's what I was programmed to do. That's what I have the abilities. I could have slept, but tachlis, the accomplishment is not bigger than myself. A Baal Gaiva, his feeling is the opposite. Al tachzev atzmecha, the Baal Gaiva says harbe yoise mimash netzarti yosisi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tak only gave me X amount of fuels, but I wisely made a lot more out of it than HaKadosh Baruch Hu expected. That's the down deep Dahagosh of Baal Gaiva, because or else there's no Gaiva is the yeser, the yesera on what I have. So there are two koiches hanefesh that have this tchuna in it of ki'ilu telling a person that he's more, that Torah lies outside a person, that it's not something that's in the person, but it's outside. So on that the Torah says, that's where Chazal darshaned. The parasha of the Torah says, you're looking at Torah and saying, you've got no shaykhs to it. I mean, you can do it, you can force yourself to do it, and you know that it's much higher, much nobler than you are, but it's really beyond you. That is, and b'meila, it belongs to the world of evayam and bashamayim. It belongs to the world of inyanim that are past the person, beyond the person. That's the muskel rishon of a person. So the Torah is megala that it's not niflais. You know, Rashi learns niflais means mechuser, but Akapanim, the Goyin says it's different. Its Torah is not in the realm of inyanim that are beyond the person. Even if it were, a person would have a chiv to do, Rashi says. But still, that's the wrong way. Kikarav adove ma'oid b'fichol v'avchal asoysoy means that the person is there, it's within the person, and it has to be drawn out. It's very interesting the way the pasuk says it. We know that in the right hierarchy of the doing a ma'isa is machshava dibra ma'isa. A person first should think, I want to put on tzitzis. The person should then say el shem yichud or a bracha, and he should do the ma'isa. That's the way in which things properly come out into this world. The pasuk says no, beficha or belavavcha lasoisei. Pasuk scrambles it. Pasuk starts with peh, goes to levav, and then lasoisei. What's the pshat in the order over here? The pshat in the order is when a person is, let's say, a person promises to do something. A person says, a person hears a Musa Shmuz. A person learns Musa. A person talks to himself. So there are two directions. One is, beget a tzivui. I come and I tell you, you have to do this and this. That's a tzivui. If you follow it, you're doing something that's not you. You're listening to me. Either I have the force, or you might want to do it for me. But in either case, there's a mahalach we are mitzavi to do, and from the world of dibur goes to the world of maise. That would be an example of something that's niflais mikem. It's something that's outside. It's not you, but somebody's mitzav and you do it. There's another way. I tell a person musa, and the musa rings a resonant chord in the person's own heart. It the things ring true. So what's happened, and then the person awakens, and then he does it. So it started with some sort of outside stimulus. It started with some sort of prodding. But what happened was not a tzivu. It didn't go from Olam HaDibur to Olam HaMaaseh. Kikarav Adava Beficho Vavchal Asoyseh meant you start by prodding, but what it does is it opens up something in the heart, and then it flows to Olam Asiya. Because since Torah is in a person, then the etzem, what happens is it comes out and it goes out. On a personal level, Chazal say that that's the pshat in the Chazal that Malach teaches a person called Torah Kula when he's Be'uba. It's the pshat that we heard Kol HaTorah Kula in Aseres HaDibros till Moshe came. It means that it's locked in a person be'etzem, and the person, and it has to, and it's what's happening is it's waiting to come out. It's not a person not waiting to be instructed. A person is waiting to be awakened. A Torah is there be'etzem, and it comes out, and so on. That's the pshat in the Gemara that Godel Hanene Miyigia Kapov from Yoy Shemayim. Godel Mashenema. What's the pshat? I mean, we asked, the Tzushtal is not a Tzushtal. It doesn't have any Tfisa. And some here it says Ashrecha, and here it says Ashrecha V'Toivlach. The difference between Ashrecha, the word Asher is, in the Gemara, it's used like the word Ashrata Dedaini. Asher means it's something which is confirmed from the outside. It's something which is good because it's successful. It's a successful venture. So if a person does something and I see it succeeds, that's the approval, so to speak, of the Maisa. The Maisa has a kium. The word Ashratadayin is the word for kium. It's one and the same thing. The Yeresha Maya means that a person does things because he's told to do. The mid of Yira of Yerushalayim is I'm a mitzvah. I recognize that God's authority is greater than mine, and I acknowledge the authority. That's a mid of Yerushalayim. Yigiyas Kapayim means that I bring it out from the inside out. A Yigi Kapayim, as opposed to a Seicher is somebody who takes from the outside. I'm able to get hold of the product that somebody else made. That's a seicher. A yigi kapayim is somebody that brings out his own koiches avoda outside. So Chazal say, a person that does something through gidrei yirei shemayim, that's ashrecha. That is the whole musig of. It's correct, it's right, it's good, and it works. And why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said so. So the person's ma'isim are confirmed by the fact that I'm doing what the Torah said to do. A yegi kapayim is somebody, v'toyiv loch, you yourself begin to blossom because it's coming out from within you. It's not only something that you're doing because you're told to do. It's you're realizing my mlachtecha, my umnasecha. What do you do? What's your umnes? What's your malacha? That ashrecha. If a person is you know, obviously if it's Talmud Torah, he's doing mitzvahs. That's what. But v'toivlach means yourself. It's a hatova to the self, like you said before, not rois but rather lehativ. It means that the whole sense of Amala B'Torah is very different than we think of it. There's a famous Arizal. He says that Yavis Yisrael B'Farach, B'Chaymer, B'Avayda Kosher, B'Levenim. So he has a whole list. Chaymer is a Kal V'Chaymer, the Levenim is Binyanav. There's Shavah, there's Hekish, Avodah Kosher is Hekish, very, very strange Arizal, where the different pe'ulos that the Mitzrim force Kaisel to do are connected to the different midas that Torah Nidreshes behind. But the pshan is, whenever we think of Drosha as adding to the Torah, we have a basic statement, and we keep building binyan al gabe binyan. One of the derogatory descriptions of old-time pilpul was that it's gag al gabe gag. That was, you build a building, if it's not good enough, you put another building on top of it. If it's still not good enough, you put another building on top of that. It's you're building on top of a building on top of a building. If this is right, then maybe we can say this also, we can say this also, we can say this also. There's a piling on of binyanim rather than a digging to depth. And the usual development of things where you keep piling on is at some point it collapses. It can't hold its weight. It certainly becomes very, very fragile. So the Arizal says the midas tatoin adreshes behen are there in order to crack open and get at what's inside. Just like when you analyze something, what you're doing is, you might be using a lot of words, but the bottom line is, you're trying to draw out from the inside, what's the pshat, what's the havana, what's the tfisa. As far as the person goes, the chayim and the kashan, all these inyanim that Chazal went through in Mitzrayim, were all achanas from Matan Torah. Tachas har tavnas lakim, it's where the Klal Yisrael was getting ready for Avodas Hashem. The Arizal is saying the process was a process of breaking open a shell rather than building adding on. They didn't add a binyan. They opened up. They took off the shell or whatever it was and opened it up. There's an interesting. The Sfarim say that miyala lona shemaima is Rosh Hashanah's mila. Mila is a process where you get to the kedusha by cutting away the arla. The kedusha is there be'etzim gunas in the person. There's an arla, that a timtum that covers it. By cracking it open, that's where you megal kedusha. You don't need to add the kedusha. You need to remove the layer of crust of tumah. So in Tzina Lemedim, in the Mahalchim of Torah, to look at Talmud Torah, specifically the Kima Mitzvahs in general, it's true, and Talmud Torah specifically, it's true. When a person works at himself to make himself into a maven of Torah, into understanding, at the most pashut level, the real dilemma is that the person feels he's forced into doing something. And he is forced into doing something, because nobody's born that way. But the problem is, we keep feeling that betzim, what we're engaging is in something that's foisted upon us. And yes, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he knows what he's doing, and definitely I'm a better person if I do good things than if I'm not doing good things. But bottom line is, it's still not me. And nobody can carry. If somebody comes and tells me, can I put 1 pound on your back, carry it. Okay, 2 pounds, 10 pounds, 15 pounds, 100 pounds. At some point, the person cracks. You can't walk bearing weight that's not yours. And it gets very hard. And a person feels, his senses, right now, this is not me. There's a barrier between me and it. And he's right. But what he doesn't understand is that the barriers are michse and not mufla. It's not the pshat he doesn't have it in him. It's the pshat, it's so encrusted. There's so much taiva, whatever it is, between himself and what's in him, that it's not going to come out so quickly. He can't touch it because it's so deep inside him. Not because it's far from him. The Mahalach of Torah has nothing in common, not with Schera and not with Gasei Ruach. And this is true, even the Mahalach of it, if a person keeps looking for things to change on the outside, sit here, sit there, go here, go there, look at this, look at that, restlessness, the Gemara says that Shmaitze Boit Slusa. A person needs calm, tranquility, because learning is an introspective process, not a flooding around process. Restlessness is the hefer. Restlessness means the person is looking for the answer there. The fun is there. The understanding is there. The Yeshua is there. It's everything is outside. That's the way the person. That's the seicher. The seicher is looking. I don't have it. Where can I buy it? Where can I get it? Everybody's in this. The good investment someplace else. The gaser ruach sees whatever he accumulates as being more than himself. Those are two tchunas ha-nefesh that at first glance a person, that's part of a person's attitude to a Torah, and the Torah says, no, that's the wrong place to look for it. If you're looking for an answer, the answer is never in the other sefer. The answer is in the same chazal, go over it a second time, go over it a third time, go over it a fourth time. If you can't sit still and learn, the answer is not to take more and more breaks, the answer is to park yourself down and to focus. Because what you're trying to do is bring out from in you the part of yourself that can relate to understanding, the part of yourself that can relate to learning, the part of yourself that has it. And he has it. That's the Haftach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's an Al Shech HaKadosh. The Al Shech HaKadosh says that if a person, it's Semi Derech HaKabbalah, it's in Tilim. The Al Shech says, that every single person was born to be mechadish some part of Torah in this world. If he dies without being mechadishit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will force him to come back as a Gilgal again and again until he's mechadishit. So as far as the person is concerned, he accomplished it. The only problem is that his dor is not going to have it, and mitzad the klal, the person leaves over chisar. So that's what it says. Pira yitin beitoy means if he can produce at the right time, meaning his things that he produces in this world come timely, so the world is nene. That's plus minus the way the Al-Sheikh explains as pira yitin beitoy. But I was aimed on a different nekuda. L'chura, when we say that every person has a chelek atorah, that he has to be mechadish. So the importance of it is klapi chutz. In other words, there's a pasuk that we don't know pshadin, or we don't have all ayin panim b'torah, or whatever it is we're missing, and somebody is going to fill in and write in that explanation for us. So l'chura, that's only in the get to the door. Where's in the get to the person? It's kilu, the world needs the hashlama of this pirush, and once the person gave it, he gave it. So why is what's bechlal more than for the door, or for all the doors together? The answer is, as long as a person has not produced, his own, it's niflesi mimeno. He's missing all of Torah. As long as the chelik of Torah that he's touched base with is someone else's chelik of Torah, then he never connected with Torah. When a person's own mitzvah sparks with Torah, that's when his avana becomes his. It's the first thing is for the person himself. Second, it becomes something for the dar. So for himself it's important, because until the person hasn't been moiled that nekuda, he's an outsider. His Torah, it's all outside of him. It's all from the world of Mevayam, even if it's half an inch away from him. It's only when he was moiled something that's honestly his. That's what it can be. It's the end of the year. It's the end of Tkufa. And if I could think, when people speak about the problems of modern technology, modern mindset, there are 1,001 issues, and that is yes, those issues exist. A much deeper issue is the whole mahalach of it is. If technology has enabled a person to have access to every single piece of information in the world, then the person looks for the information in a million places and never finds it. Then it's all out there. The person hasn't finished one thing and there's already 10 more on the market. A person hasn't finished one Musa Shmuz and there's already 10 more waiting to take its place. That's the whole mahalach of it is hefech Torah, restlessness, going on to the tranquility and the beauty that we saw in our Rebbeim and the people with her, is that they drew out havana and a pshat from what's there. Even in Torah, 1,001 maftechos, 1,001 in yonim, and who was being it, 1,000 pshatim in Gemara is no pshat in the Gemara. I was learning with somebody and I asked him, so okay, so what's pshat in the Gemara? So the Rebbe said there are 6 pshat in the Gemara. I said, but what is pshat in the Gemara? What do you feel? He didn't know what I wanted from him. It's in everything. It's like that for the person that's approaching ruchnius. It's nageah to understand. It's coming in from the outside. You're being forced into a mold. You're being forced on something, but that's not going to be the end of the day, because if that's the end of the day, it's a failure. Beficho b'levavcha la'soysay, somewhere all the diburim are going to have to light up something in the levav. At some point, if we believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was malamed Torah of everybody, and he has inside him that affinity, then as long as he's not looking me'evayam, as long as he's focused inwards, as long as he's focused, it'll catch. sometimes once, twice, three times. But if there's fuel in the tank and there's a match over there, at some point it'll catch. It has to. But understand that what shters is the meivayam. What shters is the fact that the midah of restlessness, the midah of just looking to get out of it, looking over there, that's the midah that doesn't allow it to take root. And when a person is focused, when a person is Torah is not l'ra'osay. Torah is not there, it's l'tayvascha. Torah is there to bring out from a person, not to impose on a person. It starts when you have a hard shell and the fruits inside it, you have to put a lot of pressure on the shell to crack it open. But when you crack open, you didn't put a nut into the shell, the nut came out of the shell, the fruit came out of the shell. That's what happened. You have a hard coconut. When you break it with a hammer, that's when you're taking the fruit out of it. Teirasa is there to bring out the best in a person because it's there already. And the process in Talmud Torah is a process of constantly introspecting into the learning, into the eon, into the agada, into the self of the person. It's always drawing out what's inside it, rather than slapping on top of it and pasting on top of it. The bracha we make, the bracha achrona on Torah, is a unique bracha. The first bracha we make before Talmud Torah is Asher Bracha Banu Kol Amim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had Torah, he went around to all the Amim, and we got the gift. That's the bracha we make beforehand. The bracha that we make afterwards is Chaya Olam Nota B'Secheinu. Once a person has learned, the person realizes that it's not only the Pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not the Pshat HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rooted a Torah in us that's blossoming out. It's a much deeper appreciation of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before Talmud Torah, before personal Isaac and Torah, before person's Omol Yegeim Torah, then a person sees it as a gift. Torah is noble, it's great, it's uplifting, it's spiritual, it's enlightening, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us. When a person has tapped into that, the bracha the person makes is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sowed Torah in us, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted in us, and what's happening is we're coming out. It's rooted in our nefesh, and the process of Talmud Torah is that it's b'chaya olam nata b'secheinu, that it's coming out from us. It's not mufla. But beficha or belvavcha la soisa.